Boker tov rabotai, erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Ekev. So, as you probably may have noticed from the title of the shiur, this week, Sunday and Monday, are pretty significant days. Because, as we know, and especially as Sfaradim, Sfaradim love Hatarat Nedarim. Right? We love it. I don't know why, but you see people, I always look around during Hatarat Nedarim, and people like meditate. You know what I'm talking about? It's like... You know, they're feeling cleansed, which is great, which is a good thing.
Every
Shabbat. So watch this. I love it. It's such a big zah. Anyway, b'kitzer, so the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Taf Kuf Be'alef, Saif Katan Yud Bet. So he actually brings down a fascinating mihag, which is also pretty scary. There's a Zohar Kadosh in Parashat Pekudei that says Meforash. That if bar minan, a person is benidui o nezifa lashamay, which means a person for whatever reason was excommunicated by heaven, which there are certain kinds of averot that can cause that. The halacha says the Zohar, he is banned from heaven and his tefillot are not answered for 40 days, which means even when the excommunication, when the ban is removed, the tefillot are still not accepted for 40 days. It's pretty scary. Just because he earned this nidui bashama. So now what do we do in order to do that? This coming Sunday is Yutlet Be'av, and Monday is the 20th of Av. So comes out, it's machloket exactly when, I'll say it in a minute, but Sunday and Monday is 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is a pretty, Chodesh Elul is 30 days. 10 days before that is 40 days, and therefore Zok the Kaf HaChaim b'shem kama mekubali, that the minhag is to do in this season Hatarat Nedarim four times. What are they? For the Sfaradim, Ashkenazim don't do this. We do it now. Not all Sfaradim do it, but there are some who do. 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is either according to Maran Zechon Abracha is Yutet Be'av, which is Sunday, or according to Rav Mazuz, it comes out on the 20th of Av, which is Monday. Either or, and then again. On Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is 40 days before Yom Kippur, and then again on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then again on Erev Yom Kippur. Why is that? Because obviously the pinnacle of all of the tefillot of the entire year, the tefillot of Yamim HaNoraim. So we want to make sure that by the time we get to the Yamim HaNoraim, we're in a state where our tefillot can be mitkabel. We don't want to get the Yamim HaNoraim and you spend all that time davening, and in Shamaim, they shut out your tefillah. So what we do is, says the Kaf HaChaim, 40 days before Rosh Hashanah and 40 days before Yom Kippur, we do this Hatara. Hatar Nedarim also, when done in front of Talmidei Chachamim, takes off not only Niduim and Nedarim and Shvuot in this world, it takes off Niduim B'Shamaim, such that in 40 days from now, when it comes time for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the tefillot will be Mitkabel B'Ratzon. You understand the Sfarat HaMinag, which is Gishmak. Now the Kaf HaChaim says, here's the clincher. You got to make sure, he says, "Umikan ulhaba lefa'ola tova," which means after the Hatarat Nedarim is, let's assume for a second, it's kind of cleansing. You got to make sure not to do any more Averot after the Hatarat, because then what? You're back to square one, and then it doesn't work. The point of Hatarat is when you do the Hatarat to be chozer b'tshuva, plus the Hatarat kind of cleanses you. By the time Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur roll around, your tefillot will be mekabel. Aval im asita Averot achar kach, so you kind of, you know, it's like that. Huh? Yeah, what's the shayla?
Two questions. Number one, 40 days before Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday. This Monday, it comes 40 days before Rosh Hashanah.
So let's put it this way. Sunday is 40 days before Erev Rosh Hashanah. Monday is 40 days before Rosh Hashanah.
So we're going to do it 40 days. We're going to do it on Sunday. That's the custom.
Either Motzei Shabbat or Sunday night. One.
Okay, yeah. And also, what gets someone need to do it?
B'Shamayim, if you look in the Rambam in Ilchot Teshuvah, discusses the 24 things for which a person is Hayav Nidui, and even if he didn't get Nidui Ba'olam Hazeh, in Shamayim, they're a little bit more makpid, so you got to be careful. Not pretty.
So like what are some of my side things that people will do that get to Nidui?
Makshe Atzmo Ladat, Hotza'at Zera Levatala, things of that, you know, things that are, so, I mean, those are just a few examples. But it's important, though, to really do the Atara, but even more so, we say in the Atara, V'harenu chozrim b'tshuva. Saying that you're exclaiming that you're chozrim b'tshuva, and I want to start a new leaf now. Don't wait until Aseret Yemei Teshuvah lachzor b'tshuvah. There's no time like the present for Teshuvah. Understand?
Yeah. Obviously, you know that you do gratitude one time in your life, and you go to the rest of your life. Right?
I know what that means.
You said when you do a time during once, you have it. It works the rest of your life.
It's a disclaimer. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would you say it's better? Like, you say it every year, because I don't know why I said every year. I mean, how I guess whatever.
Yeah.
Better to learn Torah when everyone's standing here.
No. Better to do it.
Because it's Purish.
Because it's Purish min hatzibur. It's something that all the poskim did. Would you say that Maran Lapida asked the question? Let's say a person, he says, I don't want to say Slichot. I'd rather learn during Slichot. The Maran Chida and Birkei Yosef says it's Purish min hatzibur. Even Talmidei Chachamim would be mevatel k'tzat mitoratam in order to say Slichot v'tachanunim during Chodesh Elul. Meaning what? It's not always a kunst to say, I'm going to learn it instead of it. You know what I'm saying? If a person was Torato Omanuto k'rashbi l'chavirav, ulai. Because Rashbi v'chavirav were patur mikriyat shema mitfila. Right? But if you're not k'rashbi v'talmidav, so... Well, man, let's take it easy. On now. So, good luck. Anyway, so that's what the minhag. Again, don't make yourself crazy. Whatever, you should know that there is such a concept. Now, what's interesting is in the text. Did you want to ask something?
No problem. No,
so it has to do with vows, oaths. Niduim, which is excommunications, haramim, things of that nature. So it takes off.
Why do you need tshuva for zera?
Because those, you need to do tshuva, but those things cause, chas v'shalom, certain bans and excommunications in heaven that we're trying to undo in order for Kabbalat HaTfilah to be able to restart.
That like accepted by everybody? That like, for example, someone that does like zera al-batala?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing is accepted? Or it's like, just like a zohar? Is that like, you don't accept every Zohar like halacha,
you know what I mean? For halacha to do something, if there's a machloket between the Zohar and the Talmud, whatever. But if the Zohar says this and this and this happens, so that's it. End of story. And that happens. Now, Bikitsur, the Zohar is a Kodesh Kodeshim. Now, listen to this. It's good. You have Ari going to take care of you. Keeping you in check. Eliyahu, Shrecha.
No.
Why do you look at him? And look how. Oh yeah, he's happy. Yeah. Listen, the truth is, I really try. Don't get upset. I admit I try. You know, I don't know. I'm not any worse than your father.
You can't mess up at the wedding, which when you're married off. That's
all. Don't get married on the same day. Let me clarify. Anyway, the kids are. Can you imagine you found twin sisters? Balagan. No.
Rabbi, Rachel and Leah switch themselves. So maybe.
Yeah, Rachel and Leah weren't twins.
Oh, fair.
Yeah. So now, as follows. Rabotai, listen carefully. There's a interesting thing that we say in Hatarat Nedarim that's a little bit contentious among the poskim, to put it lightly, which is, it says in Hatarat Nedarim that we say, there's different nusra'ot. If you see in the back of the Slichot book, where you have Hatarat Nedarim, there's different girsot. One says Hatarat Nedarim, one says Klalot. They both incorporate each of them. Just different keilot have a different minhagim to do. By the way, Maran Zichron Bracha, his minhag was to do the one in the block letters, the bigger letters that says Hatarat Klalot. Klalot includes Niduim, Maharamim, and Nidarim, Akol Bifnim. Now, it says over there that if we forget any of the Nidarim that we make throughout the year, the most important part of the Nidarim now, what we do today is more symbolic than the Nidarim, because Hatarat Nidarim has halachot that you have to mention what the neder was, and you have to be shoel petach, v'charata, v'chule, v'chule. We don't do all that. What's the main point about Hatarat Nedarim? It's what we call the mesirat hamoda'a, which is what? It's a disclaimer. Listen carefully. What does a disclaimer do? There's a Mishnah in Masech Nedarim, Daf Kav Gimel. Mishnah brings down as follows. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, af ha-rotze le'adir et chavero she'yochal etzlo, yomar lo, kol neder she'ani atid lidor, hu batel. Which means, The Gemara said a very interesting Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, halakha lema'aseh, about ta'aruf.
What?
Watch. The Mishnah says, let's say you have a friend that's getting on your back all the time and making you crazy to eat in his hands. Can you envision this? Make it. Come.
Moroccan.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to go. I don't know kashrut. Even with kashrut, I don't have time. It's betulter. Anyway, bekitzur. So now says the Mishnah. You know what you can do? You can make a disclaimer in front of him and say, any nedarim that I make from here until Rosh Hashanah or whatever it is are all batel. And then I tell the guy I make a neder not to go to your house, just so you can get off my back. Says the Gemara, hello. The disclaimer's great, but what's it going to help you, the fact that you're saying the disclaimer in front of him? The same way he heard you make the neder, he also heard you make the disclaimer, so he knows what? He knows it doesn't work. He knows it's shtuyot, as ma'asita. Says the Gemara, v'kivan de'amal kun neder shani atid lidor, yeh batel, la shema'ale, v'la teba'ade. Which means, or it's the other way really over here. The Baal HaBayit makes the neder. The Baal HaBayit already is annoyed that you're not coming. So the Baal HaBayit says, Baba, if you don't come to my house, you can never have any hana'ah from any of my assets again. Now let's see you not come. Huh? What's that called? Harden? No. Anyway, but what's it called? He donkeyed him, no? Anyway, the kids are, but he got him now. He says, now you got to come, because otherwise there's a sur nedar alecha. But the Gemara says, but he made the disclaimer. Says the Gemara, shkoyich. He made the neder, but the chavir also heard him make the disclaimer. So he's laughing in his face. Says, ma'asita. Says the Gemara, no. You got it all wrong. Says the Gemara, right here on the bottom. Chasuri mechasra v'achi katane. Right, we got to love this. What does the Gemara mean when it does that? We got to amend. We have to add some words to the Mishnah to make it make sense. Says the Gemara, why can we do that? Why are we allowed to do that?
It's spoken of a good way.
Okay. But why are the Chachmei Talmud allowed to do that to a Mishnah?
We have a bunch of different Mishnah. There can't be contradicting
Mishnayot. Mishnayot, no. Baraitot, yes. Mishnayot, there's one Girsa. How come Amoraim are allowed to doctor Mishnayot like that?
Within short ends.
Yes. And because this is Torah Shebe'alpi. Even though Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote it down, it's meant to be Torah Shebe'alpi. So sometimes, since the basis of this, even though it's written down, is Torah Shebe'al Peh, oral Torah, some things can be lost in translation, in transmission, and therefore Chachmei Talmud had the authority to, in Yiddish it's called tepachke, and tepachke means to play with, to doctor the text of the Mishnah. Don't try this at home. Only Chachmei Talmud can do it, not us. Now, so he says like this, Harotzeh shiyochal etzlo chavero msarev bo madiron nidre zeruzino. Which means, number one, if I just want to make my friend eat my house, I can make a regular neder without making a disclaimer, and it's not really considered a real neder, because we understand that the whole point of making that neder is to what? To corner him, and therefore it's not a real neder, even if he doesn't come. Let's say the guy called my bluff. Says, yeah, you want to make a neder? Lechata. He says, I don't care. What's the status of the neder? Chal or lochal? Says the Gemara, lochal. You know why? Because it was only meant as a nidre zeruzin, a pressuring neder. Yeah, a neder under duress. And then the Gemara says another law that's derived from the Mishnah, which is harotzeh shiyochal etzlo chavero umsarev bo madiron nizera veharotzeh shelo yitkaymu nedarav kol hashana yamod berosh hashana v'yomar kol neder shani atid lidor yeh batel ubilvad shiyeh zachur b'shat haneder. The Mishnah saying another deal. If you want none of the nedarim that you make during the year to take effect, you stand by Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is just an example. We do it every Rosh Hashanah. You stand up and you make a disclaimer. And you say, any nedarim that I make this coming year are hereby null and void. Does that work?
Sure.
Why? Does it work with kavanah? So how does that work? A neder is made by me'af, but this disclaimer, which we call the moda'ah, is also being made by me'af. So the disclaimer that I made takes it off. It says that but only if you remember the disclaimer later on during the year when you make the neder. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Says the Gemara, izachur akre litnae bekayim li nidre, which means, says the Gemara, if you, let's say it's Chanukah time and you're making the neder now and you remember the disclaimer that you made on Rosh Hashanah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you remember the disclaimer and nevertheless you go ahead with the neder, what are you doing? You're making the disclaimer batel and making the neder kayam. So why are you telling me I have to remember the disclaimer? Says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. Amar Abaye, ubilvad shelo yehe zachur bishat haneder. Afuch, you have to not remember the disclaimer. Aha, because now that you made a neder and you didn't remember the disclaimer, so what's going to happen? Now that you forgot about it, comes the disclaimer and it's going to smash the neder. Yes? Understood? That's maskanat Gemara. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring down an alternate explanation of this Gemara. Some opinions say, like this Gemara, that in order for the disclaimer to work and kill the neder, what has to be the case? Like we said, Pashtut HaGemara is what? You have to forget the disclaimer at the time of the neder for the disclaimer. Because don't forget, if you remember the disclaimer when you're making the neder, what are you telling the disclaimer? I don't want you, I want the neder. Rather, you have to be forgetting about the disclaimer. And then the disclaimer will come and destroy the neder.
How do you choose to forget something?
What?
You can't actively forget something without remembering.
It's not actively forgetting. It's just there. Person, let's say, Chanukah made a neder. And then he comes before Chacham and says, oh, you know, I made a neder. He says, oh, no. Didn't you make a tarandarim? Didn't you make the disclaimer before Rosh Hashanah? He said, yeah. That's called forgetting. He forgot about it. B'shat the neder, the Chacham says, Lecha kol b'sed. Yeah.
So why would you? So I mean, you can't believe anybody if they promise you anything. So you just say, I need, but the contract is not. I'm not going to take your promise. It's the whole year.
No. Contracts are different. We're talking about nedarim, shavuot, things of that nature.
I'm saying I'll never take somebody's shavuot seriously because they
forget it. They're potter.
So in Bedin, when the Bedin doesn't give shavuot anymore, in Bedin, they would say that you're taking the shavuot now, you're making the shavuot. And you are eliminating, you are negating any disclaimers that you may have, which means that you are binding yourself by the Shavua. What do you think, they're stupid? You don't think they know about Atan Darim and Mudaot, disclaimers, whatever? Get him locked up. So now,
it's fine.
What happens to somebody that you come to time once they're in there and he wants to have the disclaimer to effect? He wants to make it until, but then he remembers the disclaimer.
Then don't make the net. Then don't make it.
Like if he has to, like, this guy's really taught up with him. He wants to come over, he wants to do a treatment there.
Then let him say before, even though I'm making this neder right now, I don't need for it to take effect, which by the way, is the second opinion of the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch in this thing, which says, there's another opinion of the Gemara that says a fuch. Some say, in order for the disclaimer to smash the neder, ubilvad shiyazkirenu betoch kedidibur shel haneder, which means, after you made the neder, you have to mention the disclaimer within 2 seconds of the neder, which means you made a neder to do, or a shvua to do kach bekach, and then say, no, I want it to be broken based on the disclaimer that I made on Rosh Hashanah. Which means that according to this opinion, just forgetting the disclaimer doesn't work. Afuch, what do you have to do? Mention it within toch kedei dibur. That's a big difference. And if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh De'ah, Siman Yishud Aleph, Sa'if, Bet, says, Maran. Yeah, he says as follows. Not that's okay, exactly. Now,
I don't have to do that. Just say, like my blood in the best.
Yeah, you could. Maran says, Misha Yitna, there is absolutely, the Maran says in Brachot, Miyom Shenechrar Bet HaMikdash, En Lo LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'onamo, Ela Arba Amot Shel Halacha Bilvad. Zeu. That's what he has. Torah, Tfila, Avodat Hashem, that's all there is. Everything else is super duper chertepet. Yeah, he says. Same idea? Yeah, right. Now he says like this. Says Maran, Mi sheitna ve'amar, takshiv ata. Mi sheitna ve'amar, kol ha-nedarim she'edor ad zman ploni, yu betenim, ve'nadar betoch ha-zman, im haya zocher bitna, im haya zocher atnai, bish'at ha-neder, nidro kayam. ורק אם אין זוכר התנאי בשעת הנדר, התנאי קיים והנדר בטל. Which means what? That's simple understanding of the Gemara. ויש אומרים, says Maran, שאין התנאי מועיל לבטל הנדר, תנאי will not break the נדר until when? אלא אם כן יזכירנו בתוך כדי דיבור לנדרו, ויאמר בליבו, it doesn't even have to be verbal, you can think in your heart, ויאמר בליבו שהוא סומך על התנאי. This is convenient. In general, when Maran brings a stam, malacha, kistam. All right, that's great. But how does Maran end the halacha? V'yesh lachush ledivrehim. Boom. Maran says on the Yesh Omrim that one should be concerned with the opinion of the Yesh Omrim, which means that you have to, so if that's the case, whoa. Go back to the text of Atan Nedarim, and it says that if we forget this Tanai, that we're the disclaimer that we're making now at any point during the year, and we make a neder, the Nedarim are batil. Alo. It seems what? She's a neged Maran. Because Maran paskins, it's not just to forget it. Matzach lasot. You have to actually be maskir betoch kedei dibur. When you're putting stuff in the text of Atan Nedarim, she's a neged Maran. Mi'enach da'at neged Maran? Maran ze, matayim rabbanim nismach, halakha kedat Maran, afim neged elef poskim. So if that's the case, why are we doing that? Hashem, no? And even the Rambam also brings such a da'at. So what's pshat? If you look in the words of the Rambam, he says that, what was the language? Here. There are those who are more le'achmir. The Magid Mishneh and others explain that even though the Rambam says v'yesh mi shemore le'achmir, what can you understand from the language of the Rambam?
You don't have to be strict.
Even better. V'yesh shemore le'achmir.
There are some that preach to be
that he's machmir. But what? Not me. And be'emet. The tour brings down Svarad Rishona B'Shem Aviv Arosh, and he says, my father wasn't machmir on this. So now, what are we getting here? The Rambam himself seems like he's quoting it, but he's not being machmir. The tour says B'Shem Arosh that he wasn't buying this Qumran. The Rif doesn't talk about it. So far, what do we have? Two out of the three Amud Ora'a, plus, here's another one. It's a very interesting thing. Very this Sheila in Shailot Tuchuvot of Katrochel. Who's that?
Maran.
Shailot Tuchuvot of Katrochel. Maran was asked the Shaila. There was a certain shul, a certain community, and a shul in the community. And something happened. There's a certain, I don't remember exactly the details of the tshuva, but the guy got into a fight with some classic Jewish story getting into a fight in shul. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so the guy got into I'll tell you a story. One time, there was a guy who got shipwrecked and he landed on a desert island. And he's coming on the island and he's walking around, trees and fruits, and yanin. He says, okay, it's a nice place to be, to get lost and shipwrecked. He says, I can handle it here. All of a sudden he's walking around the island and he sees another Jew on the island, on the desert island. He says, hello, who are you? He says, I'm Yid. He says, how long have you been here? He says, I've been here for 50 years already. He says, yafe. He says, how'd you get here? I also got shipwrecked. So now, he says, anybody else here? He says, no, just me and you now. So he says, you know what? I've been here for a while. Let me take you on a tour of the island. So he starts going. He starts taking him on a tour. He says, here's the trees. Here's my house. Here's the medical clinic, the hospital, whatever. All of a sudden, he shows him a nice, big building, stained glass. He says, what's this? He says, this is the shul. He says, yofi. It's a knesset. It's a midrash. They walk down the block, a few doors down. You see another gorgeous building, stained glass. Is it? He says, and that's the other shul. He looks at him and says, Baba, ma yishlecha? He says, you're the only guy on the island. What do you need two shuls for? He says, this is the shul that I daven in, and that's the shul that I'll never step foot in. So, you can see that happen. He built the shul, so he shouldn't walk into it. Now, Nikon Manas. I have to work on the Achdus of the Manas. Everybody should daven by everybody, and by Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, and everybody in between. Rak shiyeh makom kadosh. If it's a place that's mitnahel lefi haTorah veHaMitzvot, go for it. Kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu. If it's a place that's not lefi haTorah veMitzvot, if it's a conservative, reform, whatever, over there, there's no Achdut itam. Unfortunately, there are brothers, the ones that are still Jewish. Aval, v'anshe sedom ra'im v'chata'im ladunai me'od. So therefore, you have to be very careful over there. There's no achdut. En shalom amar Elohai l'rsha'im. There's no shalom. Shalom is to stay away from them because they're very dangerous. Once you start twisting the Torah, mesukan me'od me'od. You got to stay away. if they're within the framework of the Torah, different minhagim, different hats, different yarmulkes, shirts, and yadama, they're called shtuyot. Shtuyot, shtuyot. But if it's twisting things in the Torah, twisting halacha, you start playing with halacha, you're done. You're pursuing. Understand? B'zayim. Understand? Maor, tagid lahim shezeh ha'emet. Zeh ha'emet.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Got to make a sticker for zeh ha'emet. Now, as follows, Rabotai. There's a tshuva, Maran, in Afkat Rochel was asked. This guy got into a fight in shul, and he made a Nezirut Shimshon. The guy made a Nezirut Shimshon, which is, Nezirut Shimshon is if he walks into the shul ever again. Which means that if he walks into the shul ever again, he's going to be a Nezir Shimshon. Nezir Shimshon is pretty bad, because the Gemara says in Masechet Makot, that Nezirut Shimshon en lo atara. There's no atara. Regular Nezirut is like a neder that has atara. Nezirut Shimshon, you're stuck forever. Now this guy, Miski, I don't know what happened, but they made up, whatever. Now he's stuck, Miski. Now they made up, but he still can't go into the shul because he has Nezirut Shimshon. So now what do you do? So the question was sent to Maran. So he goes back and forth, and he found out that the guy did Hatan Nedarim b'Erev Rosh Hashanah. And in Hatan Nedarim, he had Mesirat HaModa'ah. He had this Moda'ah that he made, and at the time of the Nezirut that he made, the Nezirut Shimshon, he forgot about it. Maran says, La'alacha ul-ma'aseh, even Nezirut Shimshon ha-chamura, that doesn't have any atara, in forash. Avkat Rochel, Siman Kufayin Vav, Katum forash, and Maran was matir oto based on that. He has to be maskir. You see, Maran himself, and there's some people want to be mefakpek that it wasn't his. Maran Galanti, Talmidosh shel Maran, was me'id, that this was his Ketav Yad of Maran HaShulchan Aruch, that he was mekel. Even though Maran says, V'yesh lachush lidbrem, chumra be'alma. But la'alacha ul-ma'aseh, this is the halacha. And that's why it saves so many people. Do you know how many people you can save with such a text in the Torah? Because people, unfortunately, especially when they're angry or aggravated or whatever, they make all sorts of nidareem u'shuva'ot, which is asur. You got to be careful. But this saves them from transgressing many, many isurim chamurim. This is a big thing. And that's why Maran Tchon Racha says in Chazon Avadia, Yamim Nora'im, that is, it's funny to say Yamim Nora'im. We're almost here. It's coming. You realize? Life goes very fast. Very, very fast. Like a roller coaster. You know, and by the time you realize what's going on, your stomach is still back up there and you're down here. That's life. Got to grab it by the horns real quick and do everything we need to do. Everything, 70-80 years, everything goes super fast. And then, see, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us warning signs. Sometimes we don't stop to look in the mirror. Sometimes it's a little white, a little bald, a little wrinkles. Hashem says, Hashem says, wake up. Because sometimes we think when we're young, we're Superman. Aval ma, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, reminds us very well that we're not. Tzach nizkor. Like the Gemara says, Masechet Shabbat, towards the end. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer letalmidav. Rabbi Eliezer told his talmidim, Shuv yom echad lifnei mitatach. Do teshuva one day before you die. The talmidim asked him, Chi adam yodea be'eze yom yamut? Does a person know? Says exactly my point. Lefikach yukol kol yamav b'tshuva. If you treat every day as it's your... The goyim are exactly the opposite, right? The goyim say, it's pasuk in the Nabi Shaya, Echol ushteki machar namut. Eat and drink because tomorrow you're going to die. Am Yisrael, we say the same thing. We're afraid we're going to die tomorrow also. And therefore what? Forget about eating and drinking. Torah ma'asim tovim. What are you going to have to show for yourself? Are you going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much you ate? Doesn't care how much you ate. Cares about how much you accomplished. Let's say a word on the parsha, and then let you go.